Hey, listeners, before we get started here, we have a very serious warning and announcement.
It seems we've been visited by a new cryptid never before recorded.
And I've named him Buzzbo. He's a ghostly ghoul manifested from the wasp's nest that I had to remove from my garden earlier, come to seek revenge and ruin our podcast.
It appears Buzzbo has cursed about half of our audio with a buzz.
An eerie, haunted buzz.
Mm-hmm. So please try to remain calm. We apologize for the interference, and we hope you enjoy the episode.
Despite his evil noises. Zzz. Oh no, here he is! Ah! Good evening to our loyal, spooky, and dare I say, sexy listeners.
Ooh. Wait, you didn't tell me you were going to do sexy.
Mm.
I thought we were doing spooky.
Listener juices.
I have all these great sound effects picked out. Look.
I'd rather you not.
Check it out.
He did pretend like he was pressing a button for that, too. Which no, for the benefit of no one but me.
Look, I got this one, too. Ooh. Right?
Boop, 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 boop.
Stop it. Get off my drum pad.
I am your very sleepy Layla host.
And I am your very awake Ryan host.
Welcome to my nap booth.
Welcome to Bigfoot and Bob.
I have been bribed out of bed with the promise of many Slurpee. One Slurpee.
One Slurpee.
Yeah, bitch. I'm podcasting. Also, listeners, and I know you guys want to know more about me and my life, one of the reasons I'm so sleepy tonight is because I spent most of my afternoon chopping down a tree with an axe. So if you're wondering what life is like here out in the Pac Northwest, it's a lot like you think it is.
Mostly chopping down trees and fending off wild animals.
No, I was hanging out with the animals.
Sorry, I hang out with the trees and fend off the animals.
Right.
It's an ecosystem.
It's not.
You may be right.
Hey, I've got something I want to talk about.
What's that?
Well, Ryan, since you asked, it's sorry, I have sleepy time aggression. You know when you're really tired and you just want to fucking rip someone's head off and
I'm not familiar.
Speaking of ripping people's heads off, segue. Ryan and I have been watching a show.
That's right. A new television show. New to us.
Well, yeah, new to us. We're kind of late on the uptake. It's called Santa Clarita Diet, or The Santa Clarita. I don't know.
Depends on what country you're in.
Yeah, they localize the title of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty neato. It's got Drew Barrymore, who's a lot of fun.
And Timothy Oliphant, who is so handsome.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he's very good looking. We have a great time yelling about it when we watch.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I can say about actors and actresses. And I only know their names because I see it on the credits every time we watch. Mm-hmm. And I made a point of remembering so that I could say it in the episode. It's about a lady who wakes up and kapow, she's a zombie. And she has a family. And they're like typical suburban Californians. Mm-hmm. And they're like, what do we do with this now? She's eating people. That's so odd and quirky.
It's really great because they managed to successfully keep it a secret for longer than you'd expect. And They are somehow wildly capable.
Yeah, but like it's actually really funny. It's a really funny show and it's pretty well written and it's cute and it manages to keep an old concept fresh, which I really enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And
much
also zombies.
Like they manage to keep old bodies fresh. You'll have to watch the show. I don't want to spoil
it. The other thing I really enjoy about the show is that it kind of comes at you like your typical comedy with a zombie twist. They don't go easy on the gore.
No, not at all.
You know, if you're not into that, don't watch it, because there's lots of, you know, blood and guts.
There's a lot of guts.
There's some cracking bone noises.
Mm-hmm. In addition to the visual stuff, they verbally reference guts a lot, you know, describing pulling intestines out and
like confetti.
Stuff like that, and eating buttholes. Well, there was the one line about buttholes.
That one was really funny.
Highly recommend. You can find it on Netflix.
I was going to, like, do this fun thing where I compare it to iZombie, the other recent zombie comedy show, but I haven't seen iZombie and I don't know anything about it. So here's some stuff I made up. The blonde girl that you see on the cover is named Patricia, and she works for Apple at the Genius Bar.
Mm-hmm.
But one day, she gets bitten by an angry customer.
Uh-oh.
Because she says your iPhone is water damaged and you can't do anything about that. We're going to charge you $800 for a new iPhone. So the customer bites her and she's like, ah. And then she gets electrocuted in the bite wound by an Apple product and she's like, no. And then when she wakes up in the hospital, she's got wires and her face is half rotten off and she's like, an iZombie.
Oh my god.
And she has to use a lightning cable to to charge herself at night.
Oh, this is the worst thing that you've ever said out loud.
In channel Steve Jobs.
Oh my god.
But it's tough because the forced obsolescence that she's fighting against is going to overtake her if she doesn't find a cure.
Her body parts just operate slower and slower until she's forced to buy an upgrade.
And she can't hold a charge. And also she has to eat people.
Oh yeah, there's
not
that
ideal.
Too, I guess a downside.
It's great.
So anyway, go watch iZombie.
Probably.
Probably what that is.
I think that's about what it is. Also watch Santa Clarita Diet because it's funny as fuck.
Yeah, it's really great. You know what else is really great?
What's that, Ryan?
Today we're doing something very special. We reached out to you guys on Twitter, Tumblr, and opened that big old email box and asked...
Instagram DMs. Snapchat. I snapped some of you.
We got most of our submissions from Snapchat. We asked you guys to send us the name of your hometown, and...
We didn't tell you why, but here's the reason. I was turned on to a little website recently.
Just a little fledgling... internet enterprise
that I'm sure you've never ever heard of, called Atlas Obscura. Oh, what's that? You have heard of it? Well, we'll see who's laughing after this segment. It'll be you, because we're trying to be funny, but the one laughing like you got the last laugh is gonna be me, hopefully.
Right. That was a great intro. I have no notes. Except don't cry.
Don't worry, guys. It's spooky cry, like a monster does.
There's no crying in podcasting. Anyone?
Or football. Wait.
Baseball.
Well, what are you quoting?
I'm quoting A League of Their Own.
I've only heard the quote secondhand. I don't watch sports movies. Not because I don't like sports. Hey, listeners who are rabid sports fans and also somehow listen to our podcast.
Yeah, Layla, that Venn diagram is two circles. Two completely separate circles.
I was going to say, aren't all Venn...
Yeah, I know what you were going to say, and that's why I corrected myself.
I've played a sport or two in my life, more than Ryan has.
I've sported a ball. Or two.
Me? Sports? More likely than you'd think. I've watched enough to know that 99% of sports movies are bad and boring because they're like war movies. They're all the fucking same story. Anyway, that doesn't have anything to do with monsters. Ryan, tell us about the thing.
So we looked up all the hometowns that we got from our listeners and found some cool stuff nearby in Atlas Obscura that we are super excited to tell you about.
And maybe one of the side effects of this episode will be that you guys can go out and then find spooky things and then send them to us and tell us about them, and then we don't have to do any more of the work. You know, maybe you guys would start pitching in and making this sort of a back and forth instead of a just forth.
Again, this is a group effort, and we here at Bigfoot and Bob feel like you're not quite pulling your weight.
Bigfoot and Bob Incorporated. Your employers that we broadcast over the speakers while you work for us, including lunch breaks.
Of course, lunch breaks.
I mean... It's a lunch break, not a lunch day off, am I right? Just a little corporate humor. A little corporation.
So jumping in, the first one I wanted to bring up was in Assen, Netherlands. You know people live here that listen to this show, right?
My sweet Assenators. I'm sorry for what I did.
She's called Eat a Girl.
Me too.
And before I show Layla the picture, I'm going to make sure she knows this is a real person.
Oh, I hate it.
Bad, right?
It's bad.
So she is a remarkably preserved body that was discovered in a peat bog. So in 1897, Dutch peat cutters were dredging peat.
My dream job.
From a bog near the village of Ede in the Netherlands. They discovered
Can you spell that for us?
Y-D-E.
Love it. Hey, Netherlands, what's up?
They discovered a preserved body with fire red hair. They ran away convinced that they had seen the devil. They returned later that day to hide the body under some stacks of peat, where she remained until the local mayor found her 9 days later.
I think I would be a better peat cutter than these guys.
Probably. You'd have more commitment to the craft.
I just want... Okay, let's be real, though. I want to wallow in a bog. I want to cover myself in sphagnum moss. I want to get right down in the loam. Get my face in it. Get me in that peat.
All right. I'll start calling you Pete.
No.
Welcome
Do it one
to...
more time, it'll be a repeat.
Oh, man. Welcome to Pete and Bob. I'm going to just run real quick through the depressing stuff. She had a noose that was wrapped around her neck 3 times, suggesting she had been sacrificed or executed. A stab wound was also found near her collarbone. A CT scan suggests that she was about 16 at the time of death and that she suffered from scoliosis.
Don't we all?
Carbon dating suggests she may have died in the 1st century AD. So, that's a really old corpse to be looking like that.
Ugh, stop showing it to me.
And of course, we'll post the image to our Twitter.
Of course, because everyone is gonna get so much out of that, just like we got her out of the peat bog. Next! And hopefully the picture for the next one is gonna be a little more pleasant.
The next one is quite a bit lighter.
Good, something to cleanse the old palate.
Mm-hmm. The next one comes to us from Clarksville, Indiana.
A little closer to home than the old Netherlandos.
Yes, the Netherlandos. And it's the Colgate clock.
Okay.
It is a 30-foot tall octagonal clock. It sits on top of a defunct factory.
Just like me.
Just like you, on the weekends.
I'm a gargoyle part-time, I guess.
Full-time podcast host. Part-time gargoyle.
Gargoyle-esque.
Nice.
So does this clock tower have gargoyles, or am I going to be disappointed?
No, no gargoyles. An interesting history,
What's
though.
What's the fucking point?
Well, a lot of people think that the Colgate clock is the one in Jersey City.
Jersey.
But it's actually a knockoff. The original was there until 1924. When they replaced it with the recreation and moved the original one to Clarksville, Indiana.
So what's spooky about it?
They moved it to their new factory, which at the time was also functioning as a prison.
Yummy.
It was built as a prison, and eventually Colgate-Palmolive bought it, and by 1923 had converted it into a factory. But for a brief period of time... prisoners stayed in cells at the location during the building's conversion, so they were using it as the Colgate factory, and there were still inmates, like, down the hall.
Sounds like high school.
Basically. The factory was in operation until 2005, but when they closed it, the big old clock remained.
Golly. Did anyone die inside the clock? Does it weep blood?
Probably.
Maybe it... bongs backwards on the 13th hour.
Sorry, give me one of your spooky ones.
Okay. Well, actually, I do have one. In Bering, Washington.
We were there yesterday.
Yeah, we took a little road trip. We passed by Bering, Washington. But did you know that next to the vandalized sign that usually says boring, someone real clever spray paints.
That was pretty clever.
If you take a left there and then you walk 100 paces into the woods, past the farm with the carousel horses on posts.
And you shit on yourself. You'll have shit all over yourself. Isn't that spooky?
What's spooky is how you knew exactly what I was going to say.
Weird, U.S.
And then you open the door and you're in the Twilight Zone and you can't get out. And you're in the Twilight Zone, and everyone's heads are on backwards. And that's a moral that everyone can learn from.
So our next town that I'd like to focus on is...
What up, Bering?
Pitcher, Oklahoma. Now, obviously...
It's a pitcher-perfect town.
Obviously, if anyone here is familiar, anybody in here with us, is familiar with
anybody
Pitcher...
Anybody in here with us? Speak now.
Sorry, that was my... That was my soundboard.
God, that was
a sound effect.
I hate it. It was a sound effect that sounds like a very small turkey hiding under a desk.
Ghost turkey. It's a ghost turkey. Come on.
Set me free. Avenge me.
They have unfinished leftovers.
Moldy turkey sandwich.
It's the only one.
I was thinking more like cut off the farmer's head who cut off my head.
Oh, that would be good too. I like unfinished leftovers. Leftover business.
God, Ryan, can you get to the point of this spooky thing?
I would, but I definitely just wrote the best horror movie of all time.
Actually, there's already a horror movie about a turkey. What is it called?
Thanksgiving. Don't watch it. It's real bad.
Doesn't a lady, and I haven't seen the horror film yet, because it's not Thanksgiving and we need to view it as a family, but doesn't a lady at one point fuck the ghoulish turkey monster?
No, the turkey rapes a woman.
Aw.
Yeah.
Well, it's disappointing to see things like that in cinema. You'd think that a movie about a turkey coming back to life and murdering people would be more tasteful.
You would. So for anyone here who's familiar with Pitcher, Oklahoma, you know that we clearly don't have any listeners there.
That's spooky.
The hometown that was submitted is Miami, Oklahoma. But Pitcher is super creepy, and I just had to go ahead and tell you guys about that. The tar creek that runs through the area is burned red by acidic water that seeped up from the underground mining tunnels. Once a town with a population of 20,000 and the world's richest lead and zinc mining field, fewer than 25 people remain in what was called the most toxic place in the United States by the EPA.
They haven't been on the internet.
Designated an EPA Superfund site in 1983, the Tar Creek area covers 40 square miles of Kansas, Missouri, and northeastern Oklahoma, extending into Kapaa tribal lands with the town of Pitcher at its center. In 2005, after a high population of the children in Pitcher were found to have toxic levels of lead in their blood, the state started offering buyouts for residents to relocate. Pitcher residents were left choosing between their health and their home, while deteriorating underground mines threatened to swallow the streets.
This is a great part of the show because I like it when I can sit back and lean my head on the wall and fall asleep for a little bit while Ryan reads the internet.
Yeah, take a nap. Welcome back to Ryan Reads the Internet. Next up, Wikipedia. Start
you guys just
A's.
Tune in for his dulcet tones, right? Like, there's nothing else we give you, right? We just can have Ryan read Wikipedia while I make fart noises in the background, and that's okay with you guys? That's okay with you guys?
Welcome to the dollar store. I'm Roman Mars.
Enjoy it. Yeah, you shovel that into your ears, you fucks.
The funny thing about Pitcher, you know, every ghost town's got that funny thing.
Children filled with lead so you can use them like pencils.
Oh my god.
I'm trying to make this funny!
I'm not gonna edit that out. The people must know.
Well, I'm sure the kids won't be around to complain still.
In May 2008, a Category 4 tornado plowed through, killing 6, injuring 150, and destroying 100 homes. Mm-hmm. In May 2009, the high school had its last graduation, and in September 2009, the city offices finally closed. Mm-hmm. I'd like to thank Allison, who originally contributed the story to Atlas Obscura.
Hey, Allison, can we get you on the show next week to be the new Ryan Reads Off the Internet segment host?
I'm flattered that I'm not even qualified enough to do that. Do you have one more?
Yeah, I guess so. We all like mole people, right?
Yeah, I mean, yes.
So, we all know, because we're all fans of Seattle, that there is a city buried underneath the city thanks to constant sinking and fires and rebuilding. But New York also has something like that, reminiscent of the original Seattle Underground. And, yeah, maybe you could call it a ripoff, but New York has,
It is way older than Seattle's.
Debatable. So, this one popped up and we picked it because it has a super fucking cool name. In New York, there's a place called the Portal Down to Old New York. And Old New York, you can call it York, guys.
Yeah, you can just call it York.
Like, get over yourselves. Fucking East Coast or something, right?
Elitist.
They have found remnants of the original 17th century colony preserved directly under the streets of New York, which is pretty awesome. And they've installed this glass sidewalk so you can look down into it. And that's really cool. But that's not the only secret underground passages and tunnels and remains of buildings that there are under New York.
Mm-hmm.
There are old closed-off subway networks, and people have for a long time been spreading rumors about populations of people living down there and creating their own subterranean community. And there's all sorts of conspiracy theories, and like people do live down there, but they're generally just like people who don't have homes and don't want to sleep up on the streets in New York.
Mm-hmm.
They're not like mole people, but that does lead into a pretty interesting series of books that I want to plug real quick by Douglas Preston and just search Relic and Reliquary by Douglas Preston, and you'll see the other guy's name too. Oh my god, I don't want to have to look it up. It's like 5 seconds of typing.
God, and reading.
Oh my god.
Hey, if you don't want to do reading, you can get that audiobook at audible.com.
If you go to
audibletrial.com/Bigfoot, then you can get that audiobook for free and a free 30-day trial of their service. They've got like a billion audiobooks, and they are so great. Their customer service is really good. I got a book by accident because I'm an idiot, and I had to return it, and they sorted out
reading?
For me
no.
immediately. It was really great.
That was a sweet transition, Ryan. Really smoothly done.
It was until you pointed it out.
Here to please.
But that's about all we have for you guys today. Thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to sitting down with you every week. Now, I did want to say thank you to the folks that have been leaving us reviews on iTunes. Jordy, I guess you listened to last episode because we saw your review in there. And it just tastes so much sweeter when we know that we had to squeeze it out of you.
New Jersey.
To all the other folks out there, if you do have the time, it just takes like 5 minutes to log in to iTunes and leave a review. It helps us out a lot.
I mean, like 5 minutes if you can't remember your password. It's even quicker than that if you can.
I can't remember my password literally every time I try to log in. So for me, it's 5 minutes.
Ryan's password, let me remind you,
okay.
It's foxfire with a PH and then 488388888.
888 Fox Sonic Empire.
But the second
Got
Fox
it.
Has a PH.
Yes.
Sonic Empreg.
Anyway, we are available on Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you get your podcasts. We come out on Tuesdays, and
once people are done listening to today's podcast, they can turn off their podcast listening device and drift off into slumberland.
Oh, wait, I have a sound effect for this.
No one's going
to. I hit the wrong button.
Drifting off
into
slumberland. If you're. And I know not all of you are listening to this in the middle of the night, but you know what? I don't care. You have to go to sleep immediately after listening to this. It's just the rules.
It's the law.
I'm going to come to your house and knock you out with a cricket bat. Sorry, had to get some of that sleepy aggression out somehow. As always, I've been your sweet and delectable co-host, Layla.
And I've been your spicy and disgusting co-host, Ryan.
And the truth is in here.